Travel with Let's Eat to Valparaiso as we visit with McGowan and Sons. Join us on the pier with chef, owner, and seafood monger, Rob McGowan. Chef Rob will be reeling in the big catch of the day. McGowan and Sons offers an array of fresh seafood, daily specials, soups, stocks, bacon jams, pickled vegetables, cooking tools, cooking classes, and wine tasting classes. Call in 769-9577 and win a gift card from McGowan and Sons out of Valparaiso. Join the conversation and let Chef Rob help you with your dinner tonight on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. Tune in to 89.1 FM this Friday at 3 o'clock on Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. Call in and join the fun. Yasu. Barracuda.
Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. I'm sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. It's time for Let's Eat. We got Sharon Jackson here, and I am Chef Nick. How you doing, Sharon?
Hey, I'm doing good, Nick.
Even with this weather out here?
Well, you know, that's kind of making things a little inconvenient, but you know, it's a perfect day to
not to see a football game,
but to kind of like hunker down in your finished basement on your couch watching old movies.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of weather this is.
With something stewing in the back to get
yes,
the house a
exactly.
nice smell.
Yes, exactly. You getting the warm fuzzy thing?
I am. I'm getting chills throughout my whole body.
Yes.
You got your galoshes on?
Totally, yeah. Actually, I should. I changed my shoes yesterday.
I had to wear waders to come in here to the studio.
I'm sure you did, and swim fins as well.
Well, you know, it's a perfect weather for somebody that deals with seafood.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of water. A lot of wetness.
This is totally apropos.
Yeah.
I haven't used that word in a long time.
Well, tonight, I think I was talking to Tom Maloney, and he's saying, telling people to check in on the games that are going on tonight for their times. Times might be getting switched around, moved up, backed up, maybe canceled.
And because of the rain?
Because of the rain. I guess the rain's going to be really strong coming through. And at 9 o'clock when the games are probably towards the end or in the middle sometimes, it's going to be a lot of rain.
That's crazy.
And if it's lightning, you know they're going to give a little bit of a cancellation.
Right, right. Then they would.
They got some great games tonight, though. I wanted to see Boone Grove. Go against Hanover.
Yeah.
I know the kids from Boone Grove. I remember them from when they were playing Pop Warner football with my son.
Oh.
You know, the quarterback. Majerski. I remember him when he was like 8 years old. And when he was 9 years old, I was telling Tommy that I was saying at that point, boy, that kid's going to be a quarterback. And he's the quarterback from Boone Grove. They're undefeated. I don't think they've been scored on. I mean, that's a game to watch.
Wow.
I hope they get it in.
Right.
And then when they do get it in, you get to see all the highlights on Channel 56 at 10:30. Mm-hmm. I think it's a game of the week. I was listening to Wayne and Tommy.
Okay.
They were saying it was a game of the week. And Hanover is, I think, also undefeated. So it should be a good game.
Okay.
So
what about Andrean? Aren't they like one of the good teams?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I don't know. I don't keep in touch with that. I kind of listen to what Crown Point's doing, what Maryville's doing.
You're hooked up with Crown Point because your kids go there.
Yeah, and then Boone Grove is because...
Did you go there?
No, I went to Maryville. That's why I listen to Maryville. But Boone Grove is... I have a place in my heart for it because my son played Pop Warner football for him when they first started the whole... And my daughter was a cheerleader for the little Pop Warners.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when they started the whole program. and they were the first teams out there, and they were powerhouses. Those little guys went undefeated. They were good. And now the team has moved up, and now they're at the high school level, and these guys have been playing with each other since they were 8 years old. And that's, you know, that's probably why they're doing so well.
Beautiful.
So what's going on out there, other than the rain?
Well, yeah, that. But
creating frogs and stuff.
Next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Indiana Dunes Outdoor Adventure Festival is Friday through Sunday, October 4th through 6th. They're bringing together like 70 events all into one weekend. Outdoor activities, hiking, paddling, biking, photography, bird watching, camping, yoga, and even things for people. I mean, stuff for families, stuff for individuals, for beginners, experts, and people with limited mobility. It is a thing you have to register for.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there is a cost for it. Don't know what that is. We don't really worry about that here. But early registration, encouraged to do early registration because the event can fill up. But this is at the Indiana Dunes.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at the Dunes all the time.
All the time. It's great.
So
it's perfect for making a community calendar for public radio.
I know. The Dunes are a beautiful place.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I
know.
Love it.
I know. So today we have a seafood monger in the studio.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, if you're out there and you want to call in, 769-9577, we'll get right with you. And we have McGowan Sons in here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be giving out gift cards. And you know what? Sharon, did you hook up the speedboat to get ready?
Absolutely.
With all this rain,
absolutely.
And we got to go to the McGowan Pier.
Let's head out.
Let's head out to the McGowan Pier.
So, wait.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You brought the umbrella, thanks.
Yeah, I did bring
you
the umbrella.
You can hold the umbrella.
I'll hold the umbrella because you're going to drive, aren't you?
As always.
Man, that door.
Get in.
I am getting in.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go. You going to start it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Go.
How fast does this thing go?
I don't know. Let's test it.
I bet you we get from here to Valpo in under a minute with this speedboat.
I think so.
And where are we going? Are we taking Turkey Creek there? I don't know what waterway, but we're...
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I know there's a bunch of lakes in Valpo.
Let's go down the path.
Let's just go down the path. Yeah, you see the pier?
Not yet.
Is it almost there?
Yep. Kind of slowing down.
Slowing down.
Speeding up and slowing down. Yeah, I don't want
to... Go. Throw the rope up there. We're going to have Rob grab that rope for us. Rob, you got the rope?
Yeah, wait, we got to... Well, there he is.
Hey, Rob, you got the rope?
I got the rope.
Okay.
Come on on the dock here, guys.
Okay. You're right on the dock of the bay over there.
Wow, that was easy.
That was real easy. You know, you drive pretty well, Sharon.
Thank you.
I don't know how many knots we went, but we got there in a pretty quick
time. Pretty quickly, yeah.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah. So today on the radio we have Rob McGowan. He's from McGowan & Sons. They're out of Valparaiso. It's a seafood house. You know, folks, you don't get too many seafood houses out there. You almost have to travel into Chicago to get any fresh seafood, unless you talk about the grocery stores. But really, the grocery stores do deal with a lot of IQF, and we'll talk about what IQF is later. But if you want real seafood with some suggestions and some someone to teach you how to make it and how to handle it, well, we got the guy. We got Rob McGowan here. On 89.1 FM. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me.
You know, I want to say hi to your wife, Leslie.
Yes.
I think she might be listening out there. How you doing, Leslie? Thank you for keeping in touch with us, and thank you for hooking us up with this show today.
Thanks for springing me loose for an hour here.
Get a little bit of a break, huh?
Exactly.
So why don't you give me a little bit about your background, Rob?
Well, I've been working in the restaurant industry for 25 years or so,
okay,
on and off. I grew up in the Milwaukee area, and that's where I met my lovely wife, Leslie. We moved to San Diego in the early 2000s, lived out there for a while, and really got spoiled with the awesome fresh fish and seafood that that's available.
So seafood always been something you've liked?
I have. I kind of learned early on that I have expensive tastes in food, and I would go broke eating out all the time, so that's kind of what pushed me to learn to cook.
So when you're out in the San Diego area, you said,
yeah.
How was the seafood scene out there?
Well, there was a really great little fish market I used to go to on my bike called Point Loma Seafoods, and it was one of those places that's right on the marina, and the guys would be, you'd see the fishing boats come in, there'd be guys out back with their rubber aprons on, smoking cigarettes, covered in fish guts, and,
But it had a great aroma, didn't it?
Well, that's the thing, is that a fish market shouldn't smell like a dumpster.
Right.
You know, and that's the great thing about you know, there and really what we try to emulate at our place.
So how long have you been in business?
We opened our doors on May 21st. So what is that, 4 or 5 months now?
And how things been going so far?
Great. I'm overwhelmed by the support from the community and from, you know, just different people coming in, and it's a cool experience because really almost everybody is super happy to come in. It's, you know, we've got a lot of real positive feedback about how happy people are that there's a place like this where they can really now get fresh fish and seafood, and we can really get just about anything special ordered in that you'd want. I just got to give me a day or two.
Who do we got on the phone?
We have Jill from Wheaton, Illinois.
Jill, how are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
You have a question for Rob?
I do have a question for Chef Rob. I'm wondering, how do you pair wine with seafood? Are there rules to follow, things to stay away from?
That's an excellent question, Jill. I think, you know, kind of classically, you probably always heard that you should have white wine with a lighter fish. Mm-hmm. You know, I think nowadays you can kind of really just drink. I encourage people to drink what you like. Mm-hmm. I think that
absolute.
You can do a yeah right sure. Well, there's nothing wrong
is that
with
your
a
drink, Nick.
Nothing
yeah,
wrong
with
a little
cranberry juice. It is pretty good.
Nothing wrong with a little cold vodka with an
so
oyster.
Anything
right?
goes.
I would say anything goes. I would you know I really enjoy a. Something, you know, but with I think salmon is something you can go either way on, mm-hmm. and also depends on, you know, what flavorings you're using to go with the fish. If you're just going a straight salt and pepper on the fish and really letting the fish flavor come out, you know.
Well, what kind of fish do you like, Joe?
We have salmon at least once or twice a week.
Oh, wow.
But I was even going to ask Chef Rob, like, is there something that we should be trying? Something different, something new? Scallops are a little scary for me to cook. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but I do enjoy them. So
let me ask you this.
Just wondering.
Chef Rob.
Yeah.
She was saying, is there something new, something we should try? Isn't it more like, what can we do with what we have to make it taste different?
Sure. There's, you know, salmon's super versatile. You can do just about anything with it. But I would also encourage you to, you know, don't be frightened about cooking seafood. I always tell people, if you can, you know, cook a steak, you can definitely cook a piece of fish because I think it's frankly easier. Mm-hmm. You can really see what's going on when you're cooking a piece of fish. Mm-hmm. It turns colors and that kind of thing. One of the things that we really strive to do at the store is we've put together a little, not really recipe cards, but preparation instructions for everything that we sell. So, you know,
that's a good way to sell stuff.
You gave me suggestions.
You can, yeah. Then people are encouraged to
Joe,
get
you know
it and they learn something.
Yeah.
We're going to send you out a gift card to McGowan and Sons out of Valparaiso, and they'll give you a chance to go in and visit. How's that sound?
Oh, love it.
Look forward to seeing you in the store,
so
Jill. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. Ask Chef Rob, our seafood monger that's here today, some seafood questions. We've been trying some of the seafood. He's brought some oyster and half shells. And,
yeah, I'm so excited.
And then like the salmon that we were talking about, he's made it a different way. So sometimes it is different cuts of seafood, but sometimes is what do you do with those to make them taste a little bit
and
different.
And I like your presentation, exactly. Too. It looks really pretty.
Thank you.
The way you have the
so who are the sons?
Oh, so my sons are Rob and James.
Okay.
And they are middle school and elementary school aged, and they're a real big help. We have them, hauling up ice from the basement. We've got a huge crushed ice machine that they like to give everyone a break once in a while and earn a few bucks in the process. And they help out in the kitchen occasionally, you know, juicing limes and doing some dishes. And
that's what I have my son doing, a lot of dishes.
Yeah, I think
so. Why don't you your operation's a little bit different. People probably are thinking it's a just like a full line restaurant. Tell us what makes your operation different. Tell us about the style of what you're trying to present.
Well, we've really got two units to our building. The front is McGowan Seafood and Provisions, and when you come in the front door, you'll see our big, glorious fish market with all of our our fish display case with all of our fish and seafood there. And then we also have a deli case where we do different soups and salads every day. We have a different cooked protein every day, so you can really, you know, pick up a nice, delicious, healthy lunch or dinner if you don't want to cook at all and take that with you.
So do you offer things hot, or is everything more like a grab and go?
For the most part, we do grab and go. Occasionally, we'll do, as one of our protein of the day, we might do a blackened shrimp that's hot to go. I really, honestly, I don't want to cook stuff for people, wrap it, and then, as you know from working in the kitchen, the minute you wrap up a piece of fish, it starts changing the texture and that kind of thing. One of the things we also offer is our McGowan's Meal in a Minute.
Okay, yeah, what is that?
So, you know, if you're in a hurry or just kind of stumped for what to have for dinner, we do all of the, we kind of do all of the hard prep work for you. Like, for instance, today we're doing a scallop and shrimp linguine dish, and so we've prepared all of the tomatoes and the herbs and the fennel and the onions and garlic, and we have instructions, and you basically take it home, real easy to follow instructions, and you're going to, sear off the scallops and the shrimp and finish up the sauce and get to
it. So that's sort of like the blue ribbon or blue bonnet, blue apron or something like that, some of those kind of things were, and back in the day when I was in the deli departments, it used to be called home meal replacement.
Sure.
But they weren't that extensive. They were pretty much put together, you microwave it. But what you're doing is you're taking out all the effort of cutting up vegetables, getting rid of the onion skins, making your fingers smell like garlic.
Exactly.
All that's done, but you guys put it in that nice little portion with instructions to tell them how to cook it.
Absolutely.
So we got somebody on the line. We're going to tell them how to cook something.
Yeah, absolutely. Hilda is curious. She's from Chesterton.
Hi, Hilda.
Hi. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Hilda. How are you?
You know Hilda?
I do know Hilda.
Are you a customer, Hilda?
I am. I spend a lot of money there.
She's a customer, and she actually has been helping us in the store and with some of the events as well. So thanks, Hilda.
So what do you have a question for us, or you have a comment?
So, I have a question. I was wondering what makes the scallops, they're dry packed, so what makes those different and or better than scallops you can get at other stores?
That's an excellent question.
I never heard of dry pack.
So dry pack scallops are...
Is it like vacuum packed?
No, what that means is...
Well, most people in the grocery store, when they get the scallops, come in a tub with a bunch of water, right?
Right.
Okay, so she's saying not that style, but a dry pack style.
Right. So these are literally the guys that, when they bring these things in off, onto the dock, they shuck them and they sort them by size into these. They look like a paint can, actually. Mm-hmm. And there's no... So if you get a wet pack scallop, they'll soak it, like you said, with this liquid that has some chemicals in it.
Right.
Or freeze it.
Right, exactly.
And what makes our scallops, these dry pack scallops, so much better is that they don't spit out water when you cook them, and they don't shrink, and so you can get a really good caramelization on them, which is, that's what you want with scallops.
So they don't purge anything.
Exactly.
Which, when they purge, ruins the cooking oil, which changes how it cooks, right?
Absolutely.
You don't get a good sear on it.
You know, and now the deal with dry pack is that they obviously don't last as long because they're not preserved. So we are fortunate that we'll burn through a pail or two of those every day, and we get deliveries every day. So you're never going to get a scallop that's been sitting out for, 5 or 6 days.
So how many days a week do you visit?
Probably once a week or once every couple of weeks.
And what do you usually purchase?
I love the soup. Rob makes the best soup.
Okay.
And it feels healthy. But then I carbo load because he gets this bread in from somewhere in New York.
Uh-huh.
And it's baguette, and it's really delicious.
Oh, so you sell some breads.
We do.
You sell kind of a complete meal.
We do. I think that a lot of our stuff skews towards the healthier, but I also like to, I think everyone should treat themselves once in a while. Nothing wrong with
bread
and butter.
We're going to treat her to a gift card, aren't we?
All right.
Okay, we're going to be sending you out a gift card so you can visit Chef Rob over at McGowan & Sons out of Valparaiso, and it's seafood and provisions.
That's correct. Thanks, Hilda.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Hope to hear from you again.
Thanks. Bye.
Who else we got, Sharon?
Yeah, Rebecca.
Rebecca, are you there?
I am, yeah.
How are you this afternoon, this rainy day?
I'm doing all right.
Hi, Rebecca.
Are you just ready to sit on the couch and just binge out on some Netflix or something?
Oh, yeah, that's what I've been doing for sure.
No, you haven't. You've been working hard all day.
No, always.
You have a question for Chef Rob?
I do, actually. So, first of all, we just love that McGowan & Sons is here because we're big seafood fans and haven't had the opportunity in Valpo to get seafood until now, and one of our big favorites is the poached salmon. You make delicious poached salmon. It's a big hit with our kids, and I was wondering, with your meal kits, if you had a meal kit that you would suggest that would also be sort of something that would be, you know, a kid favorite, because I know the salmon you came up with for your boys, and I didn't know if there's something else that is a big hit with the boys or, you know, that you would suggest.
Sure. Well, you know, my boys they really like seafood. That was kind of part of the reason that we had to open the store, because they were going to, you know, we were going to go broke. It was either open the seafood restaurant or you guys don't go to college. Right? So, you know, we do, for instance, like I said before, today we're doing a pretty classical linguine with shrimp and scallops. The kids, boys seem to really like that. And, you know, I guess I'm always open to suggestions. I know the girls are big fans of, your girls are big fans of the teriyaki poached salmon. And I think you guys got some lobster bites from us a while back, didn't you? You know, I'm always open to suggestions for a meal kit if there's something in particular you think the kids would like.
Would be into.
Yeah.
Well, we have one big seafood lover and one that's sort of skeptical sometimes. So, you know, I'm always looking for something that that they'd be into. Or, you know, even if it's not a meal kit, is there a piece of fish that you would suggest that I might not think of that I take home and be able to do something with that's really easy and quick? Because a lot of times that's why I like your shop, because when I'm needing something else.
Let me ask you this. Do you just walk in and purchase, or do you go online? Because Chef Rob has a nice website, too, that you can pre-order ahead of time. How do you handle the Gowan seafood?
One time when we've had company, I did pre-order, because I tried this poached halibut one time, a recipe. So I ordered that for company. But otherwise, I kind of check out what the daily specials are. And if it's something that, you know, that looks like something we'd like for the day, I'll just go in and grab it. And a lot of times I have a recipe plan, but then I end up in there and there's something he's made that actually sounds better than what I had planned. And so I just go ahead and buy that. So,
thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of just thought of this. One of the things that I think is a big hit with kids are tacos. Most kids like tacos.
Yeah.
And we do a fish taco meal kit, or sometimes we do shrimp with that. Usually about once a week. And that's pretty kid friendly. You might want to stop it. And I guess I would suggest with kids that are maybe a little bit less than enthusiastic about fish and seafood to go with something that's a milder, less fish forward fish. I would suggest like a snapper or a grouper. We usually have that.
Okay.
I know that today we just got some really good looking flukin.
Weren't you kissing a snapper? I thought I saw a picture of you kissing a snapper.
Yeah,
he likes redheads. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we've actually got a really nice looking. You know, I've got a lot of things in that I haven't had in a while. I've got some nice fluke in today that's kind of similar to the halibut you got. We're kind of out of Alaskan halibut season now, but that fluke is we got some of that in today. I've got some flounder in that's pretty mild.
I didn't realize you had flounder in. Now I am gonna have to go.
All right, excellent.
So what we're gonna do is Chef Rob gave me a gift card with your name on it, and we're gonna mail it out so you get a chance to go to McGowan and Sons Seafoods.
Thanks, guys.
Get a chance to get a piece of fish on him.
Oh, can't wait. Well, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later.
Folks, we're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're sitting here with Rob McGowan from McGowan & Son Seafood and Provisions. And let me ask you, provisions. Is this like a life jacket? What's the provisions you need?
Well, I think that...
napkins,
right,
bib?
You know, we've got a little bit of everything you need to, I guess, have some success in the kitchen. We sell... we sell some chefware, some of my favorite stuff, like some fish spatulas, heat-proof rubber scrapers, some tools. We sell oyster knives and fillet knives and things like that also. We have a lot of cool, hard-to-find dry goods as well, pomegranate molasses. We've got a couple of really nice new tamaris and shoyus in. They're good for dressing the sashimi-grade stuff that we have.
You sell spice blends, don't you?
I do. We have a number of spice blends that we blend up in-house, blackening seasoning, jerk seasoning if you want to get a little Caribbean.
Now, are they? Let me ask you this: can you? I know you're a seafood shop, but can people buy these and use these on just regular meats?
Yeah, absolutely.
And stuff
yeah,
like that?
For sure. The blackening goes on just about everything. I also do, you know, and I do some other stuff, like we make a bacon jam.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh,
it sounds good. What is it?
It's really good. It's a savory jam, caramelized onions and bacon. And absolutely dynamite on, you know, with a fresh slice of tomato and a baguette. Uh-huh. Or we've done it with burgers. Grilled cheese and bacon jam is not a bad way to spend a lunch. So
these are things that you would make and you actually package them and they're for in a retail section.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're
a
little bit, like I said, like a seafood shop. You have fresh seafood, but you also sell retail items too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, stuff that matches up, like I said, you know, some hard to find stuff, you know, essentials. We've got a...
And plus, he's got advice. He's got advice for our next caller, too.
Yeah. Advice for Bruce from Valpo.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Hey, Bruce. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I enjoyed your event last night. It was awesome.
Thanks.
And what was the event, Bruce?
Well,
or
go
Rob?
Ahead. Go ahead, Bruce.
No, they had the ribbon cutting ceremony last night.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I guess my question is obviously, everything you do, you know I love. I post about it all the time, I think it's awesome. I'm a guy who absolutely loves fresh seafood, and just want to know why you decided fresh seafood in Valparaiso, in the middle of the country, and in the location that you chose, because it's off the beaten path.
Well, thanks. First of all, thanks a lot for coming last night, and we had a huge turnout. It was really great. It was our ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce, and that was a real nice thing. And so it's interesting that you brought up in Valparaiso. At first blush, you kind of think, man, you're in the middle of the country. How are you going to get fresh fish in? But somebody brought this up to me about a month and a half ago that actually this area is really perfect because we're in between everything. We can get stuff from the Gulf, we can get stuff from the West Coast, we can get stuff from the East Coast. If you go to a fish market in, you know, say on the East Coast, you're probably not going to find halibut from Alaska or Dungeness crabs, things like that, and vice versa. You get out on the West Coast, you're not going to find, you know, as much, maybe say Florida grouper, things like
or
that,
or something like lake perch.
Yeah, exactly. So our location, we really got fortunate with the location and building. We're on 1607 Burlington Beach Road. We're a couple blocks off of 49.
Okay.
So it's pretty convenient to get there if you're coming from out of town. And the location's got, you know, just the building itself is really everything that we had hoped for. We did an extensive remodel on it, but we've got a nice kitchen space. We've got a good sized, room for the front. And then we've got the space in back. You know, we can comfortably seat probably 25, 30 people back there. And if it's for standing room, you can 40 or so. I think we were well over that comfort level last night. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
So at the ribbon cutting, was there any treats there?
Yeah, we made a little house cocktail.
Is that what we're drinking now?
No.
This what we're drinking now is pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's a good. This is a good drink. What is it?
Oh, this is a little hibiscus syrup that we made up in the kitchen, and some fresh lime juice, and a little bit of a couple different kinds of rum.
Okay, that's the important part.
Yeah, right. Last night we did. We had a couple little tray pass things. I kind of rolled out the teriyaki salmon that everyone seems to be really enjoying.
Bruce, did you try any of that?
No, I didn't get a chance to because, as you know, I was at your establishment about an hour and a half before then, and I walked out with 14 oysters, and I went right home and I ate them all.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
And so I wasn't hungry.
Gotcha. Yeah, we did a couple little tray pass things. We had some of the teriyaki salmon we made into a dip with some wasabi and some cream cheese. And what else did we do? We did some, we got some really nice heirloom tomatoes from our friend Leanne at Creme de la Crop, and did those with some cucumber and some truffle balsamic glaze that we have in the store. And we did some little Reuben Filo cups.
Hmm.
Yeah, so we don't.
I had those. Those were awesome.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, so, you know, I guess we, even if you don't really like seafood, we have plenty of other things that might tempt you. So
Bruce, we're going to send you out a gift card to McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Bruce, for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
That's good. Go ahead.
And thank you guys much for coming to Valparaiso with your establishment. I love it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Take care.
All right, you too.
You are popular.
Who else we got?
Yeah, we got...
I hear that rolling thunder.
Yeah, we got...
There.
Right.
Usually we don't hear nothing in the studio.
Yeah, it's this person is calling from far away. Scott from Cincinnati.
Scott.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. Yeah, I get a chance to visit up there every so often. I was lucky enough to get to your establishment. I had heard a rumor that you guys were going to be doing cooking classes, like how to cook seafood, and I was wondering if that's happening or if you have any plans for that.
Yeah, actually, we just rolled out our first Tuesday night cooking classes this month. The first one was basic knife skills, and it was a two-part deal. And I would say really successful. We had one minor injury, but that was about it. And the class was real fun. We we try to make it. It's a good social deal. And so those are done. Next month we're gonna have three different classes. One's gonna be, you'll learn something. And the idea is that it's fun and. They're about an hour and a half. The first one's going to be oyster party. So it's going to be how to shuck oysters. We'll talk about the different kinds of oysters from the different coasts. And we'll eat a bunch of oysters and different preparations you can do with them. The next one will be fin fish. So that'll be, how to pick out a piece of fish, skinning it, pulling out the bloodline. Getting it all ready for success in the kitchen.
Success. Right? I like that way of thinking.
Yeah, and then the last one will be the cephalopods, crustaceans, and mollusks. So we'll talk about octopus, and we'll talk about lobsters and crabs and all those things.
So, Scott, you're calling from Cincinnati. Are you you interested in doing a cooking class? Going to drive all the way out here for a cooking
yes,
class?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
That's cool.
I have friends up there, and I get up there every so often. I love the dune. I love just the community up there, so... Yeah, if I'm up there, I would love to come through. Can one sign up online, or do you have to actually stop by? How does that work?
I would. You know what I would do is I would give a call down to the store, 219-299-2336. It's our store number, and someone can get you signed up, and we'll take care of you.
Scott, how are you listening to us?
Hey, you never know where people are going to be streaming you.
Yeah.
Never know.
Well, you know what? It's a compliment. Thank you for calling in, and we're going to send you out a gift card, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys. Great place. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dicker.
Boy, this show went fast. We only got like 20 minutes left,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy. So I'm curious about if you've your experiences. Have you ever actually gone out on the boat where, while they're catching this food?
I have not. That is something that if we, ever get
you have sea legs or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been on plenty of boats, never on a...
I get sick in the swimming pool if it waves too much.
Right. If we get a little time off here, which we'll see.
Well, tell everyone your hours of operation.
So we're open every day except Sunday, and Monday through Friday we're open at 10:30 to 6, and then Saturdays we go 10:30 to 4.
Okay. Now you brought in an array of food, and we've been talking about this salmon. Sharon, how'd you like the salmon?
I loved it. It was great.
I thought it was beef
at
first.
It was really good.
I mean, that's how it looked like to me. Like it was like kind of steaky, pot roast or something, like a pot chuck,
yeah,
or something like that. So
it's delicious.
And then you brought in some other goodies, especially the lobster tails. I love the lobster tails. Tell everyone what you brought in real quick.
Okay, so we brought in just kind of a little sampling of what we usually carry in our deli case. Or this is today's things. We've got our lobster bites, which are lobster tails that I've steamed with tarragon and lemon. And then we got some drawn butter to dip those in. And the teriyaki salmon that everyone's talking about is that kind of came about when we would go... before we had this place, we would go buy a whole side of salmon, and then you always have a little bit left over. So we started at home. I started poaching that in a court bouillon, which is a little short. It's short broth, and so it's a good way to flavor it and cook it. And then I make a teriyaki in the house, and we kind of marinate it overnight. And even really after 2 days, it's even better because that sort of finishes curing it.
Right.
So it's almost like a, it's been affectionately nicknamed salmon candy.
Okay.
It's a really good, for people that may not think they like fish, almost everyone that tries it is, they don't realize.
It's nice, like very user friendly, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And something like that, like you say, you could, if you don't use it all, you can actually pull it apart and put it with some cream cheese or something and make a dip
out
of it.
Absolutely. We have another customer that has a really great recipe where she takes it and she crumbles it up and uses it on a salad. Thanks, thanks, Stephanie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's very versatile, and really in the, you know, we started doing that for the kids to take with them to school for lunch, and that's a big hit. I've also brought a couple kinds of oysters. I got some East Coast Glacier Bays and some West Coast Capitals, and two of our salads. There's a cucumber and
that was good. I had
thanks.
That.
This
that was very good.
Kind of reminds you of eating a Mackie roll,
right?
A little bit of sushi. There's some there's some
it was good.
Thanks. Some roasted seaweed in there and some snap peas. And then we got some real nice heirloom tomatoes and fennel and feta cheese and a cool ingredient called rock samphire, which is a sea vegetable. And it kind of tastes like a cross between asparagus and artichoke and capers and lemon peel.
Folks, you need to go on our website, lakeshorepublicmedia.org, and you'll see all this food presented by Chef Rob from McGowan & Sons Seafood out of Valparaiso. And you'll see it before we destroyed it. right now the table looks like it's all kind of a mishmash.
I think you had a bunch of Vikings working.
I was surprised how many people liked oysters. I'm really surprised how many people liked the oysters.
Awesome.
So let me ask you this, Chef Rob. Why don't you tell people the steps that they need to go through to get things from your operation? I mean, online, walking in, what you offer, because it is a little bit different of our operation.
Sure.
And you did explain a little bit, but if I'm Joe Nick and I want to order something, what do I do?
Well, I honestly think the best thing to do is to come into the store, and that way you can really see, you know, up close and personal the quality of the fish and everything we have. You can go online, McGowan and Sons, McGowan, and is spelled out, and that's our website. And we, you know, we actually have a little ordering thing on there where you can place your order. We ask about 48 hours in advance. You can like us on Facebook. That's McGowan & Sons, and that's updated, you know, hourly sometimes about the different special fish we have in specials, that kind of thing. You can always call down to the store, and we're happy to, you know, what I always tell people is if there's something you see that you want, call down early, because we, you know, we sell out pretty quickly. We don't keep any of the fish around for more than 2 days. So a lot of times, you know, when it's gone, it's gone, and then we get fresh stuff in the next day. So
we want people to understand it's a seafood house. You get nice, fresh seafood delivered.
Yes.
If you want it delivered special for you, you go online and they'll order for you. You order it, and it'll be ready for you.
Absolutely.
When you come in, there's seafood there for you to pick from. Mm-hmm. And then you take it home and cook it.
Correct.
And you give advice on how to cook it. And you come with them in the car and saute in the kitchen, too.
Well, you know, everything's negotiable, I guess, right?
Yeah. Before we get too late into the show, and we only got like 15 minutes left, what other parts of your establishment you have? I mean, I seen that you have a beautiful-looking, like, dining room, banquet room.
Thanks.
Explain those little facets that you have sitting offside, than the seafood place.
Gotcha. So the other portion of our operation is we've got the McGowan and Sons party room, which is a separate unit. It's connected, but it's a, you know, it's a separate unit from the store. And there we have a three way liquor license, so we can serve with a full bar. Can I say a three way on the air?
Yeah. Octopus
go ahead. Yeah. So that's where we offer our cooking classes. We also have we've done one wine tasting so far that was a big success, and we'll do one of those a month. It's available for rent for private parties, so and we can hold, you know, sit down probably 24 or so people, and for a kind of an open house style,
right,
50 or 60. And then I think as we get a little bit closer into the fall, we'll probably do a pop-up once a month. That'll be a six or seven, eight course, sit-down thing with a fixed menu. And, it's a We're real excited.
So if I come in and get my 4150 shrimp from you, I can go to the three-way bar and get some drinks, or is it only open for the catering and stuff?
It's really only open for the
parties.
For parties, okay. and that sort of thing. Yeah, we're not a bar. And,
okay. Just want to make that sure that's good, because I was going to go there and have a few snowshoes or something. who we got on the line there,
sir? Kim from Valparaiso.
Kim, how are you?
Just fine.
So have you been to McGowan and Sons?
Yes, I've been both to your establishment and to McGowan several times.
Okay, well, he's got all the really fresh seafood there. So,
we've done that.
You have a question for Chef Rob?
Well, I just wanted a comment from the lady who called earlier about being afraid to make scallops. I have gotten scallops there several times. But the thing that I have to say is the halibut was awesome.
Oh, good.
Yes, easy to make. And while people are afraid of this, and it's, you know, somewhat expensive and you don't want to mess it up, but the scallops were exactly what he said about not giving. I patted them dry, mm-hmm. but they didn't give off any of that extra juice that makes them a little rubbery, mm-hmm. and they had a nice crust on them. So, you know,
excellent.
4 minutes on a side, and they were the giant ones, and they were wonderful. So don't be afraid of it. It's not that
Thanks,
hard.
Kim.
You know what? What's great is what you're saying is that you went there, got a raw piece of seafood, got suggestions from Chef Rob on how to do it, gathered some seasonings or whatever else there was, and went home and did it yourself.
Salt and pepper. Yeah.
Salt and pepper, sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, well, I think with this stuff, you know, it's so fresh. I think I always encourage people the first time out, just do salt and pepper. And so you can taste it and see what
Go going there, has that made it easier for you to deal with seafood? Do you feel like you're
holding your hand? It's hard to get. We stop at, you know, Calumet Fisheries whenever we're on our way to Chicago. But there used to be a place years ago in Michigan City, and then he disappeared. And we just, you know, you can get some in the grocery stores, but when I stop at McGowan, I know it's the last stop before I get home, and then get the pan out right away. That's the routine.
That sounds terrific.
That's awesome, Kim.
Kim, thank you very much. We're going to be sending you out a gift card to McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I think I will.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Kim. We'll see
you soon. Everyone keeps talking about, tell people what to look for in a fish or seafood to make sure it's fresh.
Well, first, the obvious thing you'll notice, like when you walk into our place, it doesn't smell like fish.
Right.
And you want to, you know, the fish should have a nice little, I guess, gloss to it. And don't be afraid to ask us to, you know, we'll pull it out of the case with our gloves on and bring it around and you can smell it. I think that's a big thing. The way our display is set up is purposeful. We have a huge bed of ice that we keep everything on that keeps everything cold, and we check it for temperature every couple hours. But the difference there is it's not refrigerated where you've got air blowing out, drying it out.
Right. So you look at the skin. What else you look for?
Well, you want to make sure, you know, you want to make sure that it's like, so we want to make sure it doesn't look slimy.
Right.
Obviously. And, you know, you're not going to find that at our place. We carry whole fish mm-hmm. head on, and a big thing there to look for is the eyes should look clear, not right. cloudy.
Like I've been partying all night.
Right. I think, the skin of the fish should be, you know, it should look taunt. Yeah, yeah.
The gills should be like nice and clean.
Yeah, nice
clear.
And reddish. And, yeah,
what whole fish do you deal with there? My dad, we're from Greece.
Yeah.
And the fish he loves is snapper.
Mm-hmm.
He loves red snapper. He eats it whole, the whole bit. What whole fish do you carry?
Well,
there?
We do have, and it varies day to day, kind of depending on what people catch and what we can get. I know today we've got some whole red snappers in, little guys. They're mm-hmm. about a pound and a half a piece. Sometimes we get Branzino. Oh gosh, I'm trying to think of the other whole stuff we've carried. You know, it just depends.
Mm-hmm. It just depends what the market has.
Yeah, exactly. I don't ever want to guarantee we're going to have something, because I'd rather, you know, not have something that's been sitting in a warehouse for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
I'd rather have it flowing in that day and then on over to us. So,
well, Chicago is one of the biggest hubs for seafood.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of seafood markets in Chicago.
So your fish is it flown into Porter County? airport or?
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, everything's coming into Chicago right now, mm-hmm. and we're getting, either I go get it or
at the seafood market.
Yep.
Which is interesting, Sherry. Ever been to the seafood market?
No.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's different warehouses I'll go to, yeah. and then I have some different places that deliver in as well. Mm-hmm. But it's like I said, we have deliveries every day, so. You know, while I'd love for you to come to the store and buy $500 worth of fish for 6 days, I'd really discourage people to do that because, you know, get what you're going to eat today and tomorrow and then come back the next day.
So when you're talking about shellfish, we're talking about oysters and mussels and clams. And say people are on a Sunday and you're not open and they got to go to the local grocery store or something. What should they be looking for so they don't get something that's old or spoiled or not good?
Well, like I said, I think the big thing is if it's a fresh or if it's an unfrozen piece of fish, right. I would ask to smell it.
Well, I'm talking about the mussels and the clams. What should people...
Oh, sure. With any of those mollusks like that, they should be closed. They shouldn't
made tight, just like that oyster. Yeah. Sharon was trying to open up with her thumbnail.
Like, yeah, I mean, how do you open that?
I guess we're not. Yeah, it's
we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, right. No, it we
you I, sell the tool.
Yeah, I sell the tool, and I'm super happy to give anyone a lesson, and we'll eat a couple of oysters in the store. It's pretty.
You ever shuck oysters?
Never.
I used to work at an oyster bar in Florida. I shucked a lot of oysters.
Did you?
Yeah.
So I couldn't open that thing right now.
No, I would encourage you to use an oyster knife.
Okay.
Or unless you have real good insurance.
I see. I see. Okay.
So is your...
See, this is how green I am. I don't know.
So what is probably your largest selling seafood item? Is it shrimp?
I would say, yeah, we've got a real nice, we have wild caught Gulf brown shrimp mm-hmm. that we sell a lot of those. And our Black's Harbor salmon is also really, really popular. That's a really delicious piece of salmon that comes from New Brunswick, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I would say those are our two biggest sellers. And I've also been really, excited and happy that, the people in Northwest Indiana are very adventurous. I can get something in that no one's ever heard of and they're willing to try it. You know.
Well, Valparaiso is a good market too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I ran grocery stores in Valparaiso for 8 years at least and did some seafood stuff. And, people in Valparaiso are willing to try something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they want quality.
Yeah, I can't say enough how excited and happy we are that just the support we've got from the community and customers coming in are just, you know, everyone's happy we're there. They're happy they can get, you know.
Well, because there's nowhere to get, you know, I think you get the market on some fresh seafood. People don't realize when you hit the grocery store and they say fresh, maybe their salmon might be fresh, but most of that stuff is called IQF. It's a quick froze, and it comes in frozen, and then they slack it out, and then they put it on ice, and they pile it up, and they make it look, you know, like it's right off the boat.
Yep. The other issue with that IQF that we talked about earlier is that they spray all those things with a little chemical preservative.
Right, exactly.
And then that changes, you know, as soon as you try to thaw it or cook it, that's why your shrimp...
Even changes the meat texture and everything. Yeah. We got a caller, Sharon?
Yeah, we do. Jan from Valpo.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good on a gloomy day. We got Rob from McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions here. We ate a bunch of seafood, and we're waiting for your question.
It's not so much a question as I want to encourage people to go because the meal kits are terrific. Oh. I've had several of them, and I've tried things that I'd never tried before, and Rob has wonderful seasonings and sauces that he does with his meal kit.
Thanks, Jen.
So what's your favorite meal kit?
You know, the one you're doing today, the scallops and the shrimp with the linguine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that one.
So, you know, walk us through it real quick. Give us a minute. Like, when you get that package, how do you deal with it when you go home?
I separate it and put the seafood into a bag in the freezer, refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And when it's time to start fixing dinner, I go through the instructions that Leslie has so wonderfully prepared.
Leslie's a nice lady, isn't she?
Yes, Leslie is a wonderful lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I start getting things ready. I mean, everything is in individual portions and laid out. So I lay it out as I'm going to be using it, and it goes together very beautifully.
It's like bada bing, bada boom, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a simple preparation, and it tastes wonderful.
Great.
I've got to say, your sauces and seasonings are just great.
Thanks, Jen.
We're going to give you another reason to go out there, because Rob just gave me a gift card to give to you, and the station will be mailing it out to McGowan Seafood and McGowan and Sons Seafood Provisions. McGowan's and Sons Seafood and Provisions. Too many S's for me. And it's out of Valparaiso. Nice new establishment, only a few months old. I encourage everyone to go out there, and we'll be sending you out a gift card.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for calling.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So you also do wine pairings?
We do. We're starting to roll out once a month. We'll have one of our wine vendors come in and run a, run a tasting, and then I'll make little small bites that we pair up with the wines. So that's always, you know, that's a fun job to have to sit and sample the wines and see what we think is going to go well with them.
Yeah, I'm curious, and sorry if you've already covered this because I've been answering the phone, but.
No, you've been eating oysters.
That too. Hey, you're not supposed to.
I know. It's...
Where'd you go to school? How do you know all that you know?
Well, I actually went to engineering school, and
how many people we heard that kind of stuff.
Right? So much.
Yeah, and then the first kitchen I really ever worked in was a vegetarian and vegan place, and I spent about 4 years just chopping vegetables for 8 hours a day, and kind of learned, you know. I guess learned the ropes doing that. Then I've worked a number of other restaurants, and was encouraged along the way by certain people to potentially pursue this. And I really enjoy cooking, and that's.
Well, we're getting back down to the last few moments here of the show. Believe it or not, it went by really fast.
It was really fast.
So you don't miss being an engineer. You're You'd love
yeah,
doing
you know,
what you're
I
doing.
Just, even when we, you know, when we first moved back here, we went around to different restaurants in the area and just tried to find.
Well, I think you got a niche here.
Yeah.
I think you're doing well.
Thanks.
What would you like to say to people out there in the last minute here about your place, about how do you feel about seafood? A mentor? Who do you want to thank?
Gotcha. Well,
you got a minute here.
I'd like to thank. Everyone that's come in, everyone that's called in, like I said, I can't say enough about the support we've got from the community, and I would encourage everybody to come in and check it out, even if you're, you know, maybe a little unsure about eating fish. It's probably because you haven't really had a good fresh piece of fish before. I would say...
You got a mentor?
You know, there's a number of people that I have worked with that encouraged me. I would say two guys in Milwaukee that really were the first ones to recognize. They said you seem to have a talent for this. You should really think about it. Brett Hammer and Jason Ferraro from the Metro back in the old days back then. John Raymond from Vinifera showed me a lot when I was really first getting serious about cooking. And there's a lot of guys that I've never met, but I admire. I'm a big fan of Thomas Keller's restaurants and Jose Andres. So I think a lot of it, I would encourage people to, read.
So we're about at the end here. Why don't you give everyone your address, your phone number, hours of operation?
Sure. McGowan and Sons, and our address is 1607 Burlington Beach Road in Valparaiso. And our phone number is 219-299-2336. You can visit our website at McGowan, McGowan, and Sons.
And Sons, and Provisions, and Seafood. So me and Sharon want to thank you, Rob, Chef Rob, from McGowan's and Sons Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso for joining us here on the radio. We learned a lot. We ate a lot. We enjoyed everything.
Yeah,
and
everybody else did too.
We encourage everyone to visit McGowan's and Sons. It's fresh seafood. Chef Rob's going to help you through the cooking process. They got like a little banquet hall. They do off-site premise catering. And they got meals that are done in 1 minute. You can't ask for more. Fresh seafood.
Thanks,
McGowan's and Sons out of Valparaiso. And I want to tell everyone tonight to stay dry. Try to enjoy the football games. Listen to the Tom and Wayne a little bit later on. They start at 6 o'clock, don't they?
Yeah.
They're not on TV at 10:30. Go Pirates. Go Boone Grove. And Yasu